Moving on to politics now, including the latest in the Massachusetts Senate race. But first, the big news from this past weekend. Republican presidential candidate, former Governor Mitt Romney, chose the young Wisconsin congressman and chairman of the House Budget Committee, Paul Ryan, to be the country's next vice president.
I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. Why don't we get rid of the bad news first, okay? President Obama is the president of the United States. And the good news is, on November the 6th, he won't be any longer.
And that was Congressman Ryan speaking this past weekend in Ashland, Oregon. And joining us now are two members of our political team, Nancy Dwight, former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee. She's our Republican analyst and is with us in the studio. Hi, Nancy. Great to have you back.
Great to be here.
And Joan Vinocki, she's sitting in as our Democratic analyst today. She's a columnist for the Boston Globe. Hi, Joan.
Hi. I didn't know I was here as a Democratic analyst, but I'll...
As an analyst.
Okay.
Who will push back ever so gently on anything Nancy says. So let's start with a Paul Ryan choice. We have a perspective on Mitt Romney in this state, and I'm curious, Nancy, let me start with you. Is the choice of Paul Ryan, which many folks see as bold, maybe even risky, consistent with the kind of choices that Mitt Romney made as governor of Massachusetts?
Well, I think it's very consistent with Mitt, the person. I think it's consistent with Mitt, the governor. He loves tackling policy. He loves to gather all the facts, and the process they went through to pick him certainly showed that. He's also very focused in this campaign, and I know he was when he was running for governor, on solutions, on solving problems. And the biggest problem we have is the economy. No matter how much the president's wanted to avoid it, that is the issue in this campaign. And so Mitt did a bold thing. There's no question about it. He picked the House Budget Chairman, Paul Ryan, seven-term congressman, 42-year-old, and it's reset the race.
He certainly puts the economy front and center in the race, where I guess it was, but now it's no longer just a judgment on what President Obama has done. Joan, what's your view on this in terms of, does this strike you as the Mitt Romney that we used to know as governor?
I'd say absolutely, for slightly different reasons than were just articulated. Not to sound too harsh or cynical, but Mitt Romney is a master of doing what's good for Mitt Romney. He needed a bridge to the Tea Party. He found one, and I think he found a good one, too. The base is tremendously energized, and, you know, the first analysis of this is that it was a really good choice for him. I think that is in character with what he did when he ran as governor in Massachusetts. He ran a certain way in order to win. He calculates, analyzes, figures out what equation works to move him forward. He did that as governor, turning himself into a national candidate, and he's doing that now as a presidential candidate.
Well, you mentioned how this has energized his supporters. Ryan is also controversial. His plan to overhaul the economy would cut taxes in a big way, privatize Medicare. So that gives some of Romney's supporters on the right certainly reason to get excited, but it also gives Democrats a big, fat target to run against. And for an example of that, here's Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren. Let's listen.
This is about pushing a radical conservative agenda. The Republicans are making it clear that's the direction they want to go.
So, Nancy, back to you. Talk about this sort of energizing Republicans versus, giving fodder to people like Elizabeth Warren to make those kinds of charges.
Well, what's exciting about this is the Republicans are energized. Republicans have been energized from the beginning. So we're not, yes, it's nice for Mitt Romney to solidify his support that exists already on the right side of the party, but Republicans are energized. I think what the president will be trying to do with this is to energize his supporters, because they have been less energized, certainly in 2012, than they were in 2008. So he sees the Ryan plan, which will not be the plan that they run on. The plan that they run on will be the Romney plan or the Romney-Ryan plan. But he sees the Ryan record as something that he can use and that Elizabeth Warren will try to use. I think fundamentally what this race is now coming down to, thank goodness for all of us, is a refocus on the single issue, and that's, are we going forward with this economy or not, and how are we going to address it? And I'm just thrilled by that. Otherwise, if we were going to spend 80 days talking about the silliness, in my opinion, that we've been talking about, we'd all be staying home on Election Day. But that's not going to happen now.
You think? Do you agree with Nancy, Joan?
I think it does recast the race, yeah. as she said. And I think in terms of Elizabeth Warren calling Paul Ryan's agenda a radical agenda, well, it depends on the definition of radical. You know, here in Massachusetts, it has one definition. Beyond Massachusetts, has a totally different definition. And a lot of this is going to depend on Paul Ryan is not a household word. He's becoming more of a household name.
He's going to be in a hurry. Yeah.
Who paints the picture of Paul Ryan? Mm-hmm. Do the Democrats do it? Do they paint this picture? He doesn't look like an over-the-top, you know, crazy kind of guy. He's an attractive, articulate spokesperson for a point of view. They're going to have to work really hard to paint a picture that undercuts that campaign.
Well, let's move on to the Massachusetts Senate race. Speaking of Elizabeth Warren, the news about Paul Ryan seems to sharpen this divide between the parties in the presidential race. But here in Massachusetts, in the race for the Senate, that line sometimes seems to be quite thin or even blurry. At least that's the way it seems from the latest round of political ads from Senator Scott Brown. Check this out.
I'm Paul Walsh, former district attorney for Bristol County, and I'm a Democrat. We need a person like Scott Brown that's going to say, I don't care whose idea it is. I don't care if it's left or right, Democrat or Republican. This is a good idea. It's going to help people that are suffering. It's getting the job done. That's the most important thing to people.
So, Nancy, Scott Brown's new ads feature various Democrats advocating for him, including former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn. What do you hear in these ads? What does this say about the race?
Well, he's a realistic Republican candidate in Massachusetts, where we have at least twice the number of Democrats as we do our small Republican band, and a majority of independents. I mean, what he needs to do is what he's doing, which is show his support among Democratic constituency, and in his case, among Democrats, showing that Scott Brown is the Republican of the sort of moderate, negotiating, centrist tradition that we've seen in the past that can win statewide. It's a simple formula. The presidential campaign will be revolving above his campaign, but he's running a very well-scripted campaign for the majority to show his abilities in the Senate and the kind of leadership he'll show. And obviously that shows that relies on Democratic support such as Ray Flynn and these others that we've been listening to.
And Joan, will that work in this election cycle when, as Nancy said, sort of above that will be the presidential race, which is going to be hugely polarized?
Well, from Scott Brown's perspective, I think you could say Mitt Romney threw him under the bus with the Paul Ryan selection. Ryan on the ticket makes it a lot harder for Scott Brown and for candidates like Richard Tesei running against John Tierney for mm-hmm. Congress, because the Democrats are going to work. They've already started to work really hard to hang the Ryan agenda around the necks of Brown and Tesei, and to say that's what Republicans stand for nationally. If we send these guys to Congress, that's the way they'll be voting.
Well, sticking with the Brown-Warren race, there's been a heated debate over the state mailing out voter registration forms to about 500,000 welfare recipients. The mailing was in response to a lawsuit that challenged the state's compliance with the National Voter Registration Act. But here's Scott Brown, who says he supports everyone's right to vote, but he has a problem with this.
It's not about getting people out to vote. It's the fact that Professor Warren's daughter is leading the charge at taxpayer expense, getting out the vote for a mom. It just smells wrong. It's wrong.
So it just smells wrong. And the problem, the source of the problem is that the suit was brought by the liberal advocacy group Demos, which is chaired by Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren's daughter, Amelia Tayagi. Nancy, do you smell what Scott Brown is smelling here?
Absolutely. I mean, even if this was done innocently, it's still the timing of it, 80 days out to spend, almost $300,000 of taxpayer money to mail out to all of those recipients. It's one more of those sort of smeary little tactics that we hope we can elevate ourselves out of in this campaign. So I'm glad that Senator Brown, has brought this up. To me, Scott Brown is the example of the candidate who lets no opportunity to respond to a situation go unanswered. He goes forward with these things.
We've just got a few seconds left, Joan, but I wanted to get your perspective on this.
I think he's being a little bit dishonest and disingenuous with this one. There was a lawsuit. The similar suits have been brought in many states across the country. Massachusetts is now trying to bring itself in compliance with the law. Federal law. So I think he's a little off base on this one.
All right. Well, a little disagreement there. This will obviously play out in the weeks ahead. Joan Vinnocchi, columnist for the Boston Globe, thanks so much for being in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Nancy Dwight, Republican analyst and former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it as well.
Thank you.
Well, up next, you can access your bank account online from just about anywhere. Why not your health information? Massachusetts is seeking to change just that. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.